I'm Jean Stillwell on Classical Mornings, and with us on the phone is Mark Glassman with his movie reviews. Hi, Mark.
Hi, Jean. That's a great reminisce. What a wonderful story to have met Pavarotti. Yeah. Wow. and we're talking about hot dogs, and you know what? I'm going to talk about hot dogs, but let's just jump into one of the hot dogs films I'm going to talk about because it so fits. There's a documentary on Ai Weiwei's adaptation of Turandot.
Yes.
And of course, when you think of Pavarotti and you think of Nessun Dorma,
sure.
I mean, what an incredible aria and, you know, what a performance.
Mm-hmm.
Just a classic. And of course, we don't see Pavarotti in this, of course. But Ai Weiwei, you know, what a great artist, and not what you think of in terms of a person who's done opera.
Mm-hmm.
But his response to being invited by the Rome Opera Company to produce his own Turandot, and how appropriate for him to do it. This is a wonderful documentary. It's one that I want to talk about at greater length when it gets released, and will get released.
Yes, sure.
But here it is at Hot Docs, mm-hmm. and one of the major films at the festival. So let's swing a little bit back. Hot Docs is back.
Fantastic.
And what an amazing thing. I was at the opening night party, and I got a chance to say hello to the mayor. Olivia Chow was there.
Great.
And,
good for her.
There were so many people so excited. It was incredible to see it. You know,
sure.
Hot Docs, as you know, has gone through a lot of trauma over the last couple of years, financial woes, administrative problems, and things aren't 100% where they were, but they're definitely getting back.
Great.
And the opening party, of course, was lovely. The opening event was also great. At the Hot Docs Ted Rogers Cinema, and perhaps the best news, although we'll get to know more details, is that apparently it has been sold to some presumably wealthy investor who was willing to then rent it back to Hot Docs to run.
Terrific.
Isn't that a great story? We don't know more. We'll have more details, and we'll be able to talk about that later on.
Okay.
But what great news that Hot Docs is back. And I always think of it as springtime, and it is springtime. So isn't that terrific, too?
Yes.
So the opening night film was Parade, and will be on again, and will be also available. That this also will be released. It's a National Film Board film, and it takes a look at since the 60s, Canada has been in the forefront in terms of acceptance of same-sexual relationships, and it starts off literally with Pierre Trudeau talking about the government getting out of governing what people do in the privacy of their own bedrooms. All the way through to what's happening now. So an amazing history, difficult to do, but of course documentaries can do this. And this is wonderfully produced by Justine Pimlott and directed by Noam Gonick. Takes a look at the whole history of what's gone on from the days of people decrying the idea of homosexuality to pride parades that get a million people out. So quite a lot of footage, a lot of territory to cover. And yet they do it very, very well. So Parade, I can highly recommend. We'll
Fantastic.
Be able to talk about it later,
Great.
Presumably when the NFB releases it.
Mm-hmm.
To the general public, I think it'll be very soon. And it was a great opening night film. Ai Weiwei's Turandot, again, highly recommend. And this one I really do want to talk about at greater length with you when we get a chance, Jean, later on.
Sure.
And finally, I'm just hitting a few highlights because, as you know, the festival will go on until May the 4th.
Sure.
So I'll have more opportunity to talk about this again next week on Friday as well. Hot Docs, it's just great to see. They're back. Not as many films as usual. Mm-hmm. Only slightly more than 100, which is still a lot.
That's a lot, boy.
I know, it's usually 200. So we'll see whether that number, I'm sure, will increase next year. But still, with 100, there's a lot to cover. I won't be able to do it all, but we'll do some more next week.
Mm-hmm.
But one I'd like to talk about as well is a controversial but very interesting film called Coexistence. My Ass, which is a comedy political portrait of a woman named Noam Shuster Eliassi, who is an Iranian Jewish descent, Israeli, who can speak Arabic really well, and who did suffer through friends who died with the Hamas attack, but who still believes in coexistence and still is trying to search for peace.
Mm-hmm.
And she's trying to do it not through government political organizations, but through comedy. And she's going to be here at the festival this year. Very interesting approach, of course, the use of comedy. Isn't that the best way, you know, in a way to get across interesting controversial ideas? And this is an interesting portrait of this woman who is deeply committed to coexistence. She makes a joke of it, but she actually believes in it. And we'll see whether her existence as a comic helps to make some change in the next year in Israel. So we'll see.
Okay.
But in terms of a film, very, very good film, an interesting portrait of somebody who is definitely controversial, but interesting.
Okay.
Very, very interesting.
Well, thank you very much, Mark. Appreciate
it. And I've
got
to say, these films are available at the Hot Docs Ted Rogers Cinema, some, and some at TIFF's Lightbox.
Great. Thanks, Mark.
See you.
See you.